Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Well, you know, from various reports in the media, we know that relationships and marriages have come under more pressure during the COVID lockdown. And, one group that seeks to support marriages is Equipe Notre Dame. And on the line now to tell us more, I have Rose Marie Gavin, who serves with her husband, Brendan, as team leaders in the Dublin area. And we welcome you to the show, Rose Marie.
Thanks very much, Jackie. It's lovely that you can have Teams on today.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. I was talking to my producer, maybe it was a couple of weeks ago now, and I was saying, you know, I really, really want to do something on marriage relationships and the effects of COVID and the lockdown and all of that, because I know just even in a good marriage, when things are healthy, it's more difficult when we're on top of each other 24/7, you know, all the time. And it's changed things, hasn't it, for couples?
It has, of course, and I suppose couples are, as you say, together all the time, maybe not working or maybe working from home. And it takes a certain resilience, and it's a new challenge. I suppose you have to think of, well, this is a new situation. How do we deal with this?
How are we going to cope? Now, I know your group has been around for a while. It's a worldwide movement, and it's been in Ireland for over 50 years. Now, tell us a little bit about your group and how it works and what you guys do for couples.
That's right. It's more than 50 years in Ireland. It's called Equipe Notre Dame, as you mentioned, which is the French title. It started off in the parish of Notre Dame in Paris. So it's a Christian movement for married couples. So in normal times, we meet monthly in each other's homes. And if you can imagine, you're coming to my home with four or five other couples, and you were talking about food earlier, so there's a nice simple meal on offer. The flavors and the aromas are wafting around the kitchen, and we're all gathered around the kitchen table. We have a candle lit, which reminds us that it's not just a social group, it's not a lunch date, but it's a time where we come in the presence of Jesus to share our lives together as couples. So we sit around the table, we have our meal, and we share the highs and lows of the previous month, how we've tried to live our vocation of marriage together. And we can share as much or as little as we want. And everything is in complete confidence.
And I guess with the restrictions, though, that means you can't physically be meeting together. How has that impacted your group?
That's right. Initially we just stopped meeting. We thought this would all be sorted in a short while, but it wasn't, and it isn't. And so we've started meeting on Zoom. Now, some of us in the beginning struggled with the technology, and it's not quite the experience we're used to. But you know what? We found that the warmth and encouragement is not lost on Zoom. And it's great to be able to see each other and listen to each other's experiences, and we can still pray together. Yeah. So it's working.
Zoom has been a great tool, hasn't it? Yeah, it really, really has for so many groups. What advice would you give to couples to prevent getting into that rut and to keep their relationship alive and growing? Because I think it doesn't matter whether you're married 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 20 years. You know, you get into a rut, you start to take each other for granted. How do you keep from that? How do you keep that from happening?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jackie. I think one of the things that Brendan and I really, really find helpful about Teams is that it encourages us in between the meetings to prioritize couple time. So once at least in the month, we have this maybe a date night, maybe a walk, maybe something just where we focus on each other. We take an hour or half an hour, just to share with each other where we're at in the relationship and what's on our minds. And that really helps us. It's just too easy to become like two singles, each going in different directions. You know, even if those are things, even if we're taking the children to sport or we're doing voluntary work or whatever, but we're apart, and it's very easy to drift, and soon, before we know it, we're not communicating, we're not praying, you know, we're not maybe putting God first as we wanted to do in the beginning. So, like, Brendan and I were on that slippery slope before we came to Teams, and we knew it, and we were looking for something that we could do together that would sort of strengthen our faith and also give us a community of other couples to work with and to journey with. And, you know, we found exactly that in James, even though we didn't know about the movement at all until, you know, sort of somebody mentioned it to us. So it has really helped us to grow closer to each other and closer to God.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And faith is an important element of your groups, isn't it? Why is it important for couples to share their spiritual lives too?
Yeah, well, I suppose we see that, you know, everyone gets married full of hopes and dreams, but, you know, these can be disappointed very quickly if we're only dependent on our own human love, the love that the couple have alone. And we just want God to be at the center of our marriage, because He has given us the grace in our sacrament of matrimony. It's like a well. He gives us a bucket on our wedding day. And that is, you know, we can put that bucket down as often as we want, and we can pull it up anytime we need it. And, you know, we've found in our, like, we're 22 years married now, and we find that, you know, that bucket's gone down lots of times and it always comes up full. So we really, you know, we find that so great. Or, you know, the image of, you know, if you see a couple of mountaineers climbing up the face of a rock, you know, and they have a rope between them, you know, they want to get to the summit together. There's no point in one getting to the summit and the other one falling on the way and forgotten about. So we consider the rope is a really good image for God in our marriages, that it keeps us together, it keeps us safe in those sort of difficult times like now. He gets us there.
Yeah, yeah. And if couples have more serious difficulties, if they're kind of going through a really, really rough patch, are there other groups that you'd recommend or refer people to?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have fabulous groups here in Ireland. Retrovi is one group
we work with. Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing, and they make themselves so available. Accord, which is really in every parish in the country. And they're very open to hearing from couples who are maybe having small difficulties or bigger difficulties, but, you know, getting there before things get totally out of hand is such a help. And then we would consider Teams of Our Lady is kind of in the nourishment area. It's sort of for good marriages to kind of keep them good. Cana is another group who are working with couples to try and sort of maximize what they have, you know, and help them be strong before things get bad.
Because marriage is work, isn't it? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't just happen.
And yeah, it doesn't just happen. You have to keep communicating. Marriage Encounter is another great group who focus a lot on communication with couples. And I think it's very hard also to be a married couple today on your own. You really need a community.
You need support.
You need a gang. You need, you know, a group of people who you can meet with and who you can share with. Yeah. And, you know,
it just makes the world of difference, doesn't it? When a married couple's going through a rough patch and they think nobody else has done that, and they just, you know, they share with someone. We've had this happen in our marriage. Like, we've gone through a rough patch and you think, oh, this is really bad. And then you talk to somebody and they go, no, everybody goes through that. we've gone through that. Yeah. You know, don't despair. It will come back around again. And it does. That's the thing about it. You hang in there, you work on it, you communicate, and it does get better, and it'll get rough again. But that's okay. Yeah. It's just the nature of it, isn't it?
We just have to keep going back to the well.
That's it. That is it.
We run out.
Go back and draw that living water. Well, you have an event coming up in December that's called Marriage Masterclass. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is a great event. We had one in August, and this is the second edition. So it's an event where we hear video and see video testimonies of couples who are in Teams of Our Lady, and they share on different aspects of their married lives. And these videos are collated, and they're going to be on a private group on Facebook between the 1st and the 8th of December. And, you know, if anybody would like to see those, you know, you can find us on Google. If you Google Teams of Our Lady or Teams Marriage Ireland, there's a button there. You can get click it and contact us. Or on Facebook. We're on Facebook, and I think the details of the masterclass is actually on your Spirit Radio event guide.
So
it's a Keep Notre Dame Teams of Our Lady Ireland is the Facebook to contact. And then we're on Twitter @TeamsLady. So between all the social media, hopefully you'll
find
us there.
You're going to find you somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's brilliant. Rosemary, thanks so much for coming on today. And I think it's just so important to remind couples, to encourage them to say, hey, you know, hang in there. There's help. Just reach out to somebody and it'll all get better.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if anything that I said today strikes a chord with anybody out there, we're very open to inviting a couple to come and just on a once-off, no strings attached, possibility of sitting in on a meeting that, you know, one of our teams is having, and they can just sort of see what it's about. And you can see what it's about on Facebook anyway, and on our website. But, you know, that's if people would like an experience, or we'd be happy to talk to anybody at any time.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Rosemary, for coming on today.
Thanks for having us, Jackie.
Thank you. That's Rosemary Gavins from Equip Notre Dame, Teams of Our Ladies Ireland. We thank her so much. Go on and have a look, guys, and get in touch with them. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on all the social media.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.